A group of Alaskans were surprised recently to learn that their organization, Alaskans for Peace and Justice, was monitored for a time in the fall of 2005 by a military intelligence division that deals with tracking organizations affiliated with foreign terrorism groups. The information was made public after the cyber civil rights group Electronic Frontier Foundation obtained numerous documents from the Pentagon through a Freedom of Information Act or FOIA request. The files reveal that the data collection was illegal, and the Military Intelligence Inspector General ordered all computer files purged, and personnel were given training on the legal lines of surveillance. Katie Parrish has been part of Alaskans for Peace and Justice since 2002. She says it's troubling that even after it was determined the organization was not tied to foreign groups, military intelligence continued to monitor them. That, Parrish says, is a waste of taxpayer money.
Don't they have better things to do with their time? And we know we're not there to advocate for what the Tea Party people are advocating for, which is to overthrow the government. We're trying to figure out ways to encourage people to use nonviolent conflict resolution when it comes to major foreign policy.
Parrish says a series of memos within U.S. Northern Command describing actions from the Joint Task Force on Terrorism show the military monitored web activity of the peace advocacy group and in at least one instance attended one of their rallies outside of Fort Greeley. Anchorage teacher Greg Garcia was at the Fort Greeley missile defense protest. Garcia grew up in a military family and was born on Elmendorf Air Force Base. He says in 2005, Alaskans who were upset with the buildup to war in Iraq were outside of Greeley with homemade signs and an inflatable mock missile. At one point, a helicopter flew directly over them, tilting the rotors, scattering people and signs in the wash of wind from the blades. Garcia says Alaskans for Peace and Justice work hard to organize peaceful events that people would feel comfortable bringing their children to. He says their actions were lawful and nonviolent, but when the Greeley rally was over and people were packing up to leave, four-wheelers with military personnel suddenly started up and drove out of the woods across the road from them. He says they had no idea they were being watched from outside the military compound.
So we know that there was some monitoring going on, and it also just raises the question of just how much were they doing that they're not telling us? Did they have people attending our meetings? Were they doing more than just intercepting emails? Was there collection of the email lists? Things like that. You know, we don't know. And everything we were doing was above board.
Kevin Morford is the treasurer for Alaskans for Peace and Justice. He says, unfortunately, there is a long history of domestic spying in the United States. He points to the counterintelligence programs known as COINTELPRO in the 1970s, when U.S. activist groups were infiltrated. He says spying goes back farther than these better-known programs, and he thinks it's important for American citizens to be vigilant in protecting their fundamental civil rights.
Unless there are strong protections put in place in the law, the government will tend to keep pushing the envelope and pushing the envelope, trying to do more and more to expand its powers. And when things like this are revealed, it's an opportunity for the public to push back and say, you know, stop, you're not supposed to do that.
Elmendorf officials did not respond to repeated calls for comment. The point of contact on the intelligence gathering for U.S. Northern Command was redacted or blacked out on the released documents. Other groups were also monitored illegally. Among them was the birth control advocacy organization Planned Parenthood.